Hi, and welcome to our podcast of Walter Collins. Today, we'll be giving you an overview about the whole case. Walter Collins was a 9-year-old boy who went missing in the neighborhood Lincoln Heights, located in Los Angeles, California, on March 10, 1928.
His mother reported him missing after he was supposed to go to the movies. Neighbor had seen two Italian-looking people look for Walter's address, and another reported Walter in the back of a car.
Reports show that there was another little boy that was brought to Walter's mom, but she claimed that the little boy wasn't, in fact, her son. She knew by comparing height and dental records. We still don't quite know why his mother didn't report him missing until so long after it happened. The imposter had his mind set on only wanting to meet his idols in Hollywood.
There are multiple theories that have been put out about this case. One of the theories is that Walter's body was found in a car that was parked in the gas station parking lot, and his body was wrapped up with just his head sticking out.
Another theory was that Gordon Northcutt and his mother, Sarah Louise, killed Walter. Gordon had a farm, and many little boys had gone missing and killed there. The only reason why this theory was created is because Gordon's son had reported that he had been abused by his mom and his uncle. So, when they went to the farm, they had found bodies of little boys, but they later denied that none of those bodies were Walter's. So, what really happened to Walter? The case really went cold and no one has really found out, but a lot of people are still working on it. Wasn't found, so there's no body or anything to go off. So we'll just have to figure it out. Bye.